today's agenda. The apostles are in jail in this episode, and then they get out and go to Berea, Paul at Athens, Apollos preaches at Ephesus. Now, these are cities that are in either Greece or Turkey, believe it or not, so-called Asia Minor at the time. The riot at Ephesus and Paul's farewell visit to Troas. So here we go. This is starting in Acts 16 in verse 25. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and all the prisoners heard them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands fell off. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, panicked. He drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do not harm yourself! We're all here!" And then he called for a light and sprang in and came in trembling. And he fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved, you and your house." And they spoke unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And he took them that same night, washed their wounds, and was baptized, he and all of his house straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them and rejoiced, believing in God with his entire house. And when it was day, the magistrates sent the sergeants, saying, "Let those men go." And the keeper of the prison told this, saying to Paul, "The magistrates have sent to let you go. So go, depart, and go in peace." But Paul said, "Oh, no, no, no. They have beaten us openly, uncondemned, being Roman citizens, and have cast us into prison without a trial. And do they thrust us out privately? No, but truly, let them come themselves in person and fetch us out." The sergeants told these words to the magistrates, and they became filled with fear, especially when they heard that they were Roman citizens. This is a capital crime. They could be executed for it. And they came themselves personally and besought them and brought them out and desired them to depart out of their city. And when they went out of the prison, they entered into the house of Lydia, and when they had seen the brethren and comforted them, they departed. Now, when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews, and Paul, as his manner was, went in with them, and for three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. And some of them believed, and they consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and of the chief women, not a few, there were several. But the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a group, and sent all the city into an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason. They sought to bring them out to the people. And when they didn't find them, they drew Jason and certain brothers unto the rulers of the city, crying, "These have turned the whole world upside down and are come here also, whom this Jason has received, and these all do things contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus." And they troubled the rulers and the people of the city when they heard all of this. And when they had taken security of Jason and the others, they let him go. And then the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night into Berea, who coming there went into the synagogue of the Jews. Now, these were more noble than those at Thessalonica in that they received the word of God with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Therefore, many of them believed, and also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men, not a few. But when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was preached of Paul at Berea, they came there as well and stirred up the people. Then immediately the brethren sent away Paul to go, as it were, to the sea. But Silas and Timothy stayed there still. And they that conducted Paul brought him unto Athens, and receiving a commandment unto Silas and Timothy for him to come with all speed, they left immediately. Now when Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. Therefore he disputed in the synagogue, the church, with the Jews and the devout persons, and in the market daily with them that met with him. Then certain philosophers of the Epicureans and of the Stoics encountered him, and some of them said, "What will this babbler say?" And another said, "He seemed to be a setter forth of strange gods." They said this because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. And they took him and brought him to the Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new doctrine is that you speak of? For you bring certain strange things to our ears, and we'd like to know more about it." For all the Athenians and the strangers that were there spent their time doing nothing else but either to tell or to hear something new. Then Paul stood up in the midst on Mars Hill and said, "You men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' Whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him I declare unto you, God that made the world and everything in it, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwells not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped by men's hands as though he needed something from us. No, he's the one that gives to all life and breath and everything else. And he has made of one blood all the nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth. He's the one who determined beforehand the times appointed and the bounds of their habitations, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, 'For we are his offspring, he cares for us.' For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is likened to gold or silver or stone statues graven by man in his cunning. And at the times of this ignorance, God winked. But now he commands all men everywhere to repent. He has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained. Wherefore, he has given assurance unto all men that he has raised him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, 'We will hear you again about this matter.' So Paul departed from among them. Albeit certain men clave unto him and believed, which among which was Dionysius the Areopagite, and a woman named Demarius, and others with them. After these things Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth, and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately had come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all the Jews to depart away from Rome. And he came unto them. And because he was of the same craft, that is, a tent maker, he abode with them and worked, for by their occupation they were making tents. and he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded both Jews and Greeks. And when Silas and Timothy were come from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in the spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus was Christ. And when they were opposing themselves and blasphemed, he shook off his raiment and said unto them, Your blood be upon your own heads, I am clean. From now on I will go to the Gentiles. And he departed from there and entered into a certain man's house named Justus. He was one who worshipped God, whose whole house adjoined to the synagogue. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house. And many of the Corinthians, hearing this, believed and were baptized. Then spoke the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision. Do not be afraid, but speak, and hold not your peace, for I am with you. And no man shall set on you to hurt you, for I have much people in this city. And so Paul continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. And when Gallio was the deputy of Achaia, the Jews made insurrection with one accord against Paul. They brought him to the judgment seat, saying, This fellow persuades men to worship God contrary to the law. And when Paul was now about to open his mouth, Gallio said unto the Jews, Look, if it were a matter of wrong or wicked lewdness, you Jews, reason would that I should bear with you. But since it is a question of words and names and of your law, you look to it. I will be no judge of such matters. And he drove them all away from his judgment seat. Then all the Greeks took Sosthenes, the chief ruler of the synagogue, and beat him before the judgment seat, and Gallio didn't even care. And Paul, after this, stayed there for a good while yet, and then took his leave of the brethren and sailed thence to Syria, and with him Priscilla and Aquila, having shorn his head in Centuria, for he had made a vow. And he came to Ephesus and left them there. But then he himself entered into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they desired him to stay a little longer, he consented not, but told them, Farewell, I gotta go. I must by all means keep this feast that comes in Jerusalem, but I will return again unto you if God wills. And then he sailed from Ephesus. And when he had landed in Caesarea and gone up and saluted the church, he went down to Antioch and after that spent some time there and then left and went all over the country of Galatia and Pergia in order to strengthen all the disciples. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born in Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, being fervent in spirit, and he spoke and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John the Baptist. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom, when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto themselves and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him. Now when he was come to them, he helped them much, which had believed through grace, for he mightily convinced the Jews, and even publicly, showing that by the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ. And it came to pass that while Apollos was in Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coasts, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? And they said unto him, We have not even so much as heard whether there be any Holy Spirit. And he said unto them, Well then, what were you baptized unto? And they said, Unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke with other languages and prophesied. And there were about 12 in all. And he went unto the synagogue and spoke boldly for the space of about 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when different ones of them were hardened and did not believe, they spoke evil of that way before the multitude. So he departed from them and separated the disciples and disputed daily with them in the school of one Tyrannus. And this continued for a space of about 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body there were brought handkerchiefs or aprons to the sick, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went away from them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took up on themselves to call over them which had evil spirits in the name of the Lord, saying, "We adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preaches." And there were 7 sons of Sceva which did this, and the evil spirit would answer and say, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped upon them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks that dwelt in Ephesus, and fear fell upon every one of them, and the name of Jesus was magnified. And many came to believe and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all the men. And they counted the price of them and found it to be 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. After these things were ended, Paul purposed in the Spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, "After I've been there, I must also see Rome." So he sent into Macedonia 2 of them that ministered unto him, Timothy and Erastus, but he himself stayed in Asia for a while. At the same time, there arose no small stir about that way, for a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, which made silver shrines for Diana, brought no small gain unto the craftsmen who worked with him, whom he called together with the workmen of like occupation, and said, "Sirs, you know that by this craft we have our wealth. Moreover, you see and hear that not only in Ephesus, but also throughout all of Asia, Paul has persuaded and turned much people away, saying that they be no gods which are made by hands, so that not only this our craft is in danger of going away, but also the temple of our great goddess Diana, and it should be despised and ignored and go away, and her magnificence destroyed, from whom all Asia and the world worships." And when they heard these sayings, they got full of wrath and cried out, saying, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians! Great is Diana of the Ephesians!" And the whole city was filled with confusion. And having caught Gaius and Aristarchus, men of Macedonia, Paul's traveling companions, they rushed with one accord into the theater. And when Paul would have entered in unto the people, the disciples did not allow that. And certain of the chief of Asia, which were his friends, sent unto him, desiring him that he would not adventure himself into the theater. Some cried therefore one thing, and some another. The assembly was confused, and the more part drew not therefore after them. And they drew Alexander out of the multitude, and the Jews putting him forward. And Alexander beckoned with the hand, and would have made his defense unto the people. But when they knew that he was a Jew, all with one voice, about the space of 2 hours, cried, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians!" And when the town clerk had appeased the people, he said, "You men of Ephesus, what man is there that does not know that the city of the Ephesians is a worshipper of the great goddess Diana, and of the image of her that fell down from Jupiter? Seeing then that these things cannot be spoken against, you ought to be quiet and not do anything rashly. For you have brought here these men, which are neither robbers of churches nor blasphemers of your goddess. So if Demetrius and the craftsmen which are with him have any matter against any man, the law is open, and there are deputies. Let them implore one another. But if you inquire anything concerning other matters, it shall be determined in a lawful assembly. For we are in danger to be called in question for this day's uproar, and there's no reason for it. We have no cause whereby we should give account for this concourse. And when he had spoken thus, he dismissed the assembly. And after the uproar had settled down, Paul called unto him his disciples and embraced them, and then departed to go into Macedonia. And when he had gone over those parts and had given them much exhortation, he came unto Greece and stayed there about 3 months. And when the Jews laid wait for him, as he was about to sail to Syria, he purposed to return through Macedonia, and there accompanied with him into Asia Sopater of Berea, and of the Thessalonians Aristarchus and Secundus, and Gaius of Derbe and Timothy, and of Asia Tychicus and Trophimus. These, going before, tarried for us at Troas. And when they sailed away from Philippi, they stayed there after the days of unleavened bread, and then came to Troas in 5 days. And there they stayed for a week. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and then continued his speech until midnight. And there were many lights in the upper story where they had gathered. And there sat in a certain window a young man named Eutychus. Now Eutychus had fallen asleep, and Paul, as he preached long and went on and on, he sunk further into a deep sleep. And then he fell out the third story window and was taken up dead. But Paul went down and fell on him and embraced him and said, "Trouble not yourselves, his life is in him." And when he therefore was come up and had broken bread and eaten, talked for a long while, even till the break of day, and then he left. And they brought the young man alive and were not a little bit comforted. They were a lot comforted.